time for Hidden History. Charles Fay, our history expert, joins us as per usual on a Tuesday morning around this time. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
I was having a read just the last couple of days, you know, about some of the people that Bendigo has produced, particularly in the political field. There's been quite a few. But then we started talking about the fact there's also a lot that have used Bendigo, I guess, as a landing pad or a stepping stone in terms of getting their career going. Would that be a fair assessment?
Oh, I think there's a few who sort of use Bendigo as a place to reside while they're promoting their political futures.
So who would be some examples of people who've done that sort of thing?
Well, I suppose the most famous is, of course, Billy Hughes, the Prime Minister of Australia from about 1916 to 1921, 22, I think. He was the leader of the Labor Party during the First World War, but over the conscription issue, he split the Labor Party and he basically had to scarper out of Sydney to hold a seat in Parliament. So he came to Bendigo and held the seat of Bendigo for a number of years.
And was Bendigo...
Lived in Carpenter Street.
Oh, really? Okay. And was Bendigo, like, potentially a fairly important seat for at that stage for both parties?
Well, it was a bit sad at that stage because before the conscription referenda, The men for Bendigo, just his name eludes me at the moment, but he was touted as a future sort of Prime Minister of Australia, but unfortunately died as a fairly young man. But I think Billy Hughes just used Bendigo as a safe seat, but as a way to just stay in Parliament.
Yeah, what do they call them, a helicopter seat or something? You know, just
helicopter seat.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much time he spent in Bendigo, but he certainly was here, and he had to basically get out of Bendigo, I suppose, because by the end of the war, it was pretty clear that the forces of Labor were coming back in Bendigo.
Yeah, okay. And anybody else that springs to mind?
Well, I suppose the most important politician to come out of Bendigo was Albert Dunstan, who was Premier of Victoria from 1935 up to about 1945.
Right.
Again, another resident of Carpenter Street.
what is it with Carpenter Street?
It attracts them. I don't know. you could probably suggest that Victoria was run from Carpenter Street in the 1930s into the 1940s.
Be interesting to go and tap on a few doors in Carpenter Street now and see whether you can uncover any future premiers or prime ministers. Yeah, and of course there was one other one too that born here, but actually was the premier in South Australia for a number of years too, and that being John Bannon.
Yeah, John Bannon was born in Bendigo in 1943. I'm not sure he stayed here very long, because most of his education was in South Australia, and he went to the University of Adelaide. But he again was a very long-serving premier of South Australia. He was premier from I think about 1982 to 1992.
Yeah, and you know, Charles, doesn't matter how long he was here, we still claim him. He was born here, so it doesn't matter. You know, he could have gone at 3 days
boy.
Old. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Ah, oh, gee. So, very interesting to look back. Any others of note that you are aware of?
I can't think of any at the moment.
I think that's a pretty good run, though, certainly, particularly, as you said, Billy Hughes as well, and Albert Dunstan too. So, very interesting stuff indeed, mate. Always good to chat. You have yourself a good week, and I will talk to you next week.
Okay, catch you, Mark.
Good on you. Bye. Charles Fay, Hidden History.